What is paper clay? A beginner's guide to when and how to use it. If you're new to working with clay, you might have heard the term paper clay and wondered what makes it different from regular clay. Whether you're hand building, sculpting, or repairing ceramic pieces, paper clay can be a game changer. In this beginner-friendly guide, we'll explore what paper clay is, when to use paper clay, and how to use it in your art projects. What is paper clay? Paper clay is just like regular clay, but with a twist. It has tiny bits of paper fiber, usually cellulose, mixed in. These fibers give the clay extra strength when it's wet or dry, making it more forgiving and versatile than standard clay. It looks and feels almost like regular clay, but has some amazing added benefits. More on that below. Benefits of paper clay: stronger when dry, less breakage before firing. Easy to attach pieces. You can join wet to wet, wet to dry, or even dry to dry. Less cracking. Paper fibers help prevent cracks as the clay dries. Lightweight. Great for large pieces or thin walls. Fix mistakes easily. Forgot a handle? Just add it, even if the mug's already dry. When should you use paper clay? 1. Sculptural projects. Making a sculpture with long arms, delicate branches, or hollow forms, paper clay's added strength helps them stay together. 2. Repairing greenware, unfired clay, dropped a piece or forgot to attach something. Paper clay can act like a super-powered slip to patch cracks or add missing parts. 3. Hand building. If you're coiling, slab building, or making organic shapes, paper clay gives you flexibility and strength that's hard to beat. 4. Air-dry art, optional. Some people use paper clay without firing, just letting it dry and painting it. Great for school projects or craft decor. How to use paper clay, step by step. Wedge it. Knead your paper clay to remove air bubbles and get an even consistency. Build as usual. Use hand building techniques like pinching, coiling, or slab building. Attach with paper clay. Slip. Make a slurry using paper clay to act as glue, even for dry pieces. Let it dry slowly. Cover loosely with plastic to prevent quick drying and cracks. Fire and glaze. Fire like regular clay. The paper burns out, leaving your piece solid and light. Tips for using paper clay. Don't throw it on a wheel. The paper fibers make it harder to shape smoothly. Store tightly sealed. Paper clay dries out a bit faster than regular clay. Label your batch. It's easy to confuse with regular clay. Mark it clearly. Final thoughts. Is paper clay right for you? If you're working on sculpture, repairs, or just want to try something more forgiving than regular clay, paper clay is absolutely worth trying. It's beginner-friendly, fun to experiment with, and can really expand your creative possibilities. Whether you're crafting for fun or making professional ceramic art, paper clay gives you flexibility and freedom. Regular clay can't always offer. Want to try it? You can buy ready-made paper clay from most ceramic supply stores, or even make your own at home with clay and toilet paper or paper pulp.